A bunt shown and pull back, pitches high, throw to second, not even close.
And it was not even close with Roman Quinn, and that would lead to this Dylan Cousins RBI.
Not over at all as Cousins drives one through the hole. Down from third is Quinn. In at first with a clutch two-out RBI single, Dylan Cousins.
So Cousins would get things going early for the Iron Pigs, who went nine straight innings without a run, being shut out last night. But it wouldn't last for long because of Cousins' ability to get that two-out RBI single. Something we talked about last night, or I talked about last night, really ad nauseum, was the Pigs' just ability to get clutch hits with guys in scoring position. Cousins did that right away. And then we got our first taste of really what Zach Eflin could do in the bottom half of the inning, as he was able to get himself out of the inning with a big double play.
Check and deal, swung on and ripped out the short, perfect for a double play. Fielding on a hop is Crawford, over to second for one, back to first, and it's a double play. An inning-ending double play, and a Univest double play.
And that Univest double play got the Iron Pigs out of a little bit of trouble in the first, and then in the third, they would start to tack on a whole lot more as Jorge Alfaro came up to the plate.
Runner leads off, pitch is swung on and ripped out towards right center field. A long run back for Fowler. Will he get there? No, it's over his head. This one's off the wall and in extra bases for Alfaro. Quinn rounds third and scores. Jorge stops at second with a two-out ribby double.
And things only got better for the Piggies from there as Dylan Cousins stepped up.
Position, and it swung on a ground ball through the middle. Base hit. It's past the lunge of Solano. Alfaro rounds third. He scores easily without a throw. Cousins has his second RBI single of the game. Uncle!
And then a man who we have been waiting to see get the big hit in the first six games of the year. He got a triple last night, this was J.P. Crawford who made a play. I'm sorry, it was Nick Williams who came up and got the next big hit. Another guy we've been looking for to get the big hit.
Green checks second. Here's the pitch to Williams. Swung on a ground ball, chopped towards first. It's a fair ball! It's past the dive of Choi and down the right field chalk. One run is in Cousins. Hoskins will be held at third. Nick Williams, an RBI double and a 4-0 Piggy lead.
I apologize. There's a little bit of foreshadowing there because J.P. Crawford will come up with an RBI hit later on in the game. But that was a Nick Williams hit to make the run or to make the score 4-0. And then in the bottom of that frame, J.P. Crawford would do it with his glove.
One on, one out. Eflin sets. The tall, slender righty kicks and delivers 1-1. Swung on and grounded through the middle sharply. Base hit center field for Frazier. And taking third is Williams. Here's the throw by Quinn. It's cut off. And then a throw back to first. And Frazier is gunned down. He got too far. Heads up play. J.P. Crawford cut the ball off, used his cannon, and outsmarted Frazier.
Well, really his arm more than his glove, to be exact. But then, in the bottom of the fourth inning, with the Pigs up 4-0, things got a little hairy for Zach Eflin as he put the first two runners on in the inning, and he had second and third and nobody out, and this is how he would get out of this jam.
Runners lead off. The 0-2 by Eflin swung on a ground ball right back to the mound. This will not score a run. He gobbles it up and looks back the lead runner at third, then fires to first and gets a huge out on Tejada.
That would be out number one, and then on the very next batter.
Runner's lead. He sets by the belt, kicks and delivers, and he struck him out swinging. Got him on a breaking ball in the dirt. Tag applied by Alfaro on the backside of Choi, and now two away.
And then with the bases loaded, two outs, this is the turning point of the game.
They are loaded. Two outs. Eflin with a 1-2 count. He kicks and he deals. And he struck him out swinging. Got him on a big breaking ball. Two strikeouts. Three stranded. And Zach Eflin, who Houdini's his way out of second and third and nobody out here in the fourth inning.
Zach Eflin was fantastic for the Iron Pigs today. Five innings pitched. Five hits. No runs. Only three walks and four strikeouts. Exactly what we expected to see out of Eflin when he made his first start for the Pigs in the 2017 season after doing almost exactly the same in his warm-up start down in Clearwater. Anyway, getting on to the sixth inning, the Pigs would tack on two more runs, and this time it would start with Roman Quinn.
Swung on a ground ball, chopped towards third. It is a fair ball. It's past the third baseman, Culver, down the left field line. Valentin round second. He's going for third. The throw is Aaron. He's safe, and it gets away from everybody. Nobody's covering home. Valentin gets up and scores. Quinn goes all the way to third, and the Pigs take a 5-0 lead here tonight.
And now, as I inadvertently foreshadowed before, here comes J.P. Crawford.
Now the pitcher swung a line through the middle, off the glove of the lunge attempt by Solano. It's a base hit for Crawford. Quinn scores, Crawford reaches, and it's a 6-0 Pigs lead here tonight.
And throughout the course of getting all six of those runs, all nine guys for the Iron Pigs reached base. So it was a whole team effort, and it's good to see J.P. Crawford and Nick Williams get their first big knocks of the year. In the bottom of the seventh inning, switch-handed pitcher Pat Vendetti would come up with a big strikeout.
Count nothing in two here, two outs, nobody on. The lefty Williams awaits from the now lefty Vendetti. And he deals, and a swing and a miss, strike three. A tailing breaking ball away. And Vendetti has a three-up, three-down frame with a couple of strikeouts. He's got three Ks and two scoreless innings.
So it was a great performance by Vendetti. And then in the bottom of the ninth inning with the bases loaded, this is how the Pigs would fly to the win.
Pigs leading 6-0 in the ninth. Pitch is swung on a double play ball right to Crawford. Fields at short to second for one. Back to first. Double play. Ball game over. Shutout complete. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly.
So it was a 6-0 victory for the Iron Pigs, and it was as well-rounded a win as you're ever going to see. All nine guys reached on 12 hits, scoring the six runs, and pitching-wise, Zach Eflin was fantastic, as we talked about. Pat Vendetti went two innings, one walk, three strikeouts, and he recorded Ks from both arms. And then it was Hobie Milner who would come in to shut the door. He only gave up two hits and struck out two en route to securing and sealing the Iron Pigs' win. On the other side, Chad Green went five innings. He gave up seven hits, four runs, three of them earned, the unearned one coming in the first inning. One walk, but he struck out eight. Then it would be Jason Gurka who would come in to relieve him. One and a third innings pitch, three hits, two runs, both earned, and two strikeouts. J.R. Graham with an inning and two-thirds, two hits, two strikeouts. And then it would be Giovanni Gallegos with an inning pitched, one walk, and two strikeouts. Rhys Hoskins extended his hitting streak to five, and Jesmuel Valentin's came to an end tonight. He did not get a hit, but he still reached base. Great night for the Iron Pigs, 6-0 winners over Scranton Wilkes-Barre. And just a reminder that tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Frank Mittman Digital Photographic Imaging, because Frank Mittman Digital Photographic Imaging is perfect for your next event. The official photographer of the Iron Pigs, Mittman Photography specializes in all different types of photography, including high school, family and business portraits, wedding and special events, advertising and commercial, and passport photos. Stop by Mittman Photography at their new location at 1321 North 18th Street in Allentown, or visit them online at www.frankmittman.com. When we return from break, we'll have a few closing notes about this one and scores from around the International League and the Major League. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the victorious Iron Pigs postgame show right here on ESPN Radio of the Lehigh Valley.